So, Michael, we know that it's a $4.3 billion deal between Apollo Global and Rackspace, but what does it mean to be acquired by a private equity group?
In the simplest terms, nothing needs to change on the ground. Rackspace, as they've presented it and Apollo presented it, is operationally everything stays in San Antonio. The only difference is the owner is no longer owners of public shares, but rather private investors in Apollo's fund.
What are some of the reasons why Rackspace decided to go this route?
So we've known since 2014 when they hired Morgan Stanley that Rackspace has essentially said, we don't know quite how to get ourselves out of the situation. And by this situation, I mean Amazon, Google, and Microsoft, and other major tech giants, far better capitalized than Rackspace, are in the same space. And it gets hard to be a medium-sized company dominated by the biggest, most sophisticated, best-capitalized tech companies in the world. They were called by The Street, which is Jim Cramer's old blog, the worst stock in the world in February of this year. So clearly, between 2014, when they asked Morgan Stanley to say, hey, can you find us a buyer or can you help us with a strategic acquisition or something, to even this spring when they were the worst stock in the world, something was not quite right.
I'm quoting Taylor Rhodes, CEO of Rackspace, here from today's announcement. Apollo and its partners take a patient value-oriented approach to their funds investments, and they value Rackspace's strategy and unique culture. In your knowledge of Apollo Global and their investments, does that sound right to you?
Leon Black, who founded it in 1990, is a deep value former junk bond executive. So Apollo's DNA is to look at something and say, that's deeply undervalued, and we will take the patient long-term approach to fully valuing that. It means they're typically very unsentimental about businesses. They're really focused on what's going to maximize value in the long run. And when you hear unsentimental, you should say, there aren't sacred ideas about how many people get employed or what the business looks like in the future. It's very much, can I maximize value over the next 5 or 10 years?
What is a city like San Antonio that's trying to be a city that is a technological hub, a hub of cybersecurity? What does a company like Rackspace mean to that kind of a city? And what does it mean to an industry in a city?
Clearly, Rackspace is the name brand company in the tech industry in San Antonio, and it is the only recognizable name brand if you go outside of San Antonio that comes from our city. There is a funny optimistic scenario, which I have had in my mind for quite a little bit of time, if I can. And it actually relates to the owner and founder of Apollo, who just bought Rackspace. His start in the business comes from the implosion of an old Wall Street firm called Drexel Burnham Lambert, which was the original junk bond firm run by Mike Milken. It imploded in 1989, and all of Milken's lieutenants, which Leon Black was an important one, then scattered to other Wall Street firms. And it was actually the origin of the junk bond industry. There is an optimistic scenario which says that even if Rackspace itself doesn't continue in its current form, the thousands of highly trained tech employees and executives of Rackspace, if they were looking for a new job or a new venture but happened to be located in San Antonio, it could be the very best thing for San Antonio. I don't have any particular insight that Rackspace won't be around in 5 years. I hope they are, and that would be wonderful. There is a funny situation in which they don't continue in their current format, but there's thousands of talented individuals who could then go on to seed a much more vibrant, multifaceted tech scene in San Antonio.
So, though they are the current landscape of the tech industry here in San Antonio, they could become really just the garden plot.
Right. You could chop down the redwood and watch dozens of new trees bloom.